Our story is about the great sage Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar was a disciple of Rabbi Yochanan.
We were talking about him the other day.
Right, we encounter him often in the Talmud. He is not to be confused with Rabbi Elazar the Tana, Rabbi Elazar ben Azario, or Rabbi Eliezer the Tana, but rather Rabbi Elazar ben Pedat, the disciple of Rabbi Yochanan. The story is told that he was once traveling with his student, Rabbi Shimon bar Kahana, and students are always in tune with what their teacher does in order to learn from them. Our sages say that when a person was a great rabbi, they would never say a word in vain. And so even their sichat chulin, even their regular conversation, if you analyze it, you could learn something from it. So they were walking, and Rabbi Elazar asked Rabbi Shimon bar Kahana, he asked him if he could pass him a toothpick. Now, in those days, if you had something stuck between your teeth and you needed a toothpick, they'd take off a splinter, a piece of wood off of a larger piece of wood, and they'd use that as a toothpick. So they were walking next to a vineyard that was fenced with slabs of wood, and Rabbi Shimon went over to the fence, and he was about to pull off a splinter to give his Rebbe as a toothpick. Rabbi Elazar grabbed his hand and he said, "Don't bother. If everyone that walks by here grabs a splinter off the fence, then there won't be any fence left." Now, our sages in general were very careful about this. Our sages taught us that in Sodom and Amorah, the Sodomites and the Amorites, Sodom and Amorah, the way people would behave was if a guy was going to marketplace with a barrel full of figs, so his neighbor would say, "You don't mind if I just take one?" And everyone would just take one, and by the time he got to the marketplace, he'd have nothing left. Sometimes people figure, what's the big deal if I just take one? You have a whole barrel full. It doesn't work that way. If everyone just takes one, you have nothing. You walk into class, there are 50 people in class. You walk with a pack of tissues, and everyone says, "Could I just have one?" But then the class, you're not going to have a pack of tissues, right? So just taking one, sometimes even on something minimal, you have to think about what are the long-term effects of just taking one. The story is told about Rabbi Zeira, who ascended from Babylon to Israel, that he was once walking with his disciple Rabbi Haggai, and they met a person who was carrying a bundle of twigs, a bundle of splinters that he needed for work, and Rabbi Zeira asked him, "Can I have one? I need a toothpick." And the man was happy to give the rabbi a toothpick. And he was about to give him one when Rabbi Zeira said, "I'm sorry, don't bother. If everyone here asks you for one toothpick, you're not going to have the pile of toothpicks you were carrying. If you're carrying them, obviously you need them." And he refused in any way to accept the toothpicks. And when he was asked, he said, "I didn't do it because I'm an extra pious person. I think this is the way everyone has to behave." And the truth is, we have to learn from this. It's very easy to think, what's the big deal for him if I do that? But you have to think, what happens if every person does that? I was in a yeshiva where they had an arevos tree growing in the front of the yeshiva. So people would always assume, what's the big deal if I take two arevos branches? But you know what? By the end of Sukkot, there were no branches left on the tree because everyone assumed that you could just take two. The truth is that in that case, the yeshiva allowed people to take it because the whole purpose of that tree was that people could pick branches and have aravos with their lulav. But it taught me how sometimes people don't even think. When I went to the tree, so I asked people, "Are you allowed to pick from this tree?" So everyone said, "What's the big deal? You're only taking two branches." And I said, "Yeah, but I'm taking and you're taking. There are 500 students in this yeshiva. If every student takes two branches, there's nothing left on the tree." So everyone told me, "What's the big deal?" Then I went to a friend of mine, and he told me, "I planted that tree. And I planted it with the permission of the yeshiva for the sake of the yeshiva. The whole reason that tree is there is so that students can pick their arava branches. Yes, you can pick branches." So then I knew that they were right when they said, "What's the big deal?" Because that tree was there for the students, for the community, for people to pick the branches off the tree. So then it's okay. But in general, we have to think about it. It's not just me who's taking a thorn off of it. It's me and the next guy and the next guy. And what's going to be left if we each pull off just a piece of the a piece of the branch, or a piece of the fence, or a piece of, or we just take one fig from the guy who's selling a whole barrel of figs. Chazal say that's what the Sodomites did. And then they put a person out of business, because everyone would just take a little bit.